how to get faith. We've covered what some of the E.E. Byram teachers have said about how to get faith. One book is written, How I Got Faith, and we talked about their method of isolating so that they don't do anything that could possibly present itself to a person's mind as being beneficial, and therefore, when the expected result comes, it has to be from God, and that that is a faith builder, and we said that that is not a sound practice. So then the question would arise, well, then, if that's not how to get faith, then how do we get faith? That's a fair question and would be the way to end a treatise on this subject. In Mark chapter 11, 13 verse, Jesus was traveling along, and he sees a fig tree afar off having leaves. He says he comes looking for figs because he's hungry, but there's no figs on it. And so Jesus said unto the fig tree, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. So then they go on into town, to the temple. And that's where Jesus cast out them that sold and bought in the temple, overthrew tables of the money changers and so forth. And I was doing a little bit of a Bible study devotion with some of my family on this. And I brought out this part about Jesus. He's on his way to church. He's hungry. He gets there. The people are acting ignorant. It's, you know, church is taking forever. And he's got a headache. And one of my children stopped me and said, wait a minute. Are you saying Jesus was in a bad mood? Well, I was just trying to make sure they were paying attention to what Jesus was dealing with here. But anyway, after all this, it says he taught them and so forth. Well, then the next morning, here's where we're coming to. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remember it, said unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursedst is withered away. And Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, 24th verse, whatsoever things ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. So when does he say to believe? He says, believe when ye pray. Then later on he says, ye shall have them. He didn't say you'll necessarily have them when ye pray, but he says to believe when you pray. And if you think about the story here, as Jesus came along and he got no food, he cursed the fig tree, and the fig tree just keeps waving in the breeze. Not a single thing happened that could be seen. But actually, the roots died at that very moment. And the lesson here is that if we believe when we pray, if we believe that when we pray, the problem, the issue is dried up from the roots, then we can switch over into thanksgiving. See? So Sarah and I, we would read through this Streams in the Desert. We were going through a very, very tough place one time. But we happened upon, on a particular day, this lesson says, stop praying and start believing. And we were in a crisis right then. And so we said, we will not pray one more prayer for this thing. We prayed enough. God gets it. He understands what the problem is. He understands how serious it is. He has all the implications. We don't need to inform him about that anymore. We're switching over into thanking God. And there were some harrowing times after that. But that was absolutely 100% resolved without us ever praying another prayer except for a prayer of thanksgiving. So when you pray, when God understands it, you've checked to see, is this his will? And it may take a while to pray through that, maybe do some fasting. But when you've got it locked down, it's God's will. Then if God needs you to have another test, he can bring something else along. But as for this one, you're locking in faith. Now, Jesus did something else here. He spoke to the tree, and then he tells the people that whosoever shall say to this mountain. So it matters what we say. Jesus spoke to the waves, spoke to the devils. He spoke to the tree, and he says, and you can speak to a mountain. Now, Brother Ostis brought this out this way. He said, God put that mountain there. He does not intend for you to be moving it around, but this is talking about mountains in our lives, and we can speak to those mountains. In fact, it's essential, and what we miss many times is this part about speaking to our mountains. And the problem is, someone else brought this out, if you don't speak to your mountain or your problem, that your mountain is going to be speaking to you. But we're talking about how to have faith here. And if you think about how to improve your heart health, you know, you cannot directly exercise your heart. You can't order your heart to go into a cardio routine. It won't do it. But you can order your hands and your feet and your arms to get moving. And when your hands and feet and arm get moving, then your heart gets moving. It does it indirectly, right? Well, it's the same way with faith. You can't order yourself to have faith. You can't psych yourself up into faith. But Jesus gives us a secret where through an indirect method, we can have faith in God. And that is to speak. It's what we speak. It's what we say. So I was talking to somebody who was in a serious crisis. They were about to get news back about whether one of their children had a very, very serious life-threatening problem or not. And they were just scared to death. They only had one child. The other one had died young. And so I went through this. I said, you got to get your mouth to moving. Make your mouth move. Say, I thank you, Lord, that this is all going to work out, regardless of what your feelings. Get your mouth to moving. Jesus said, speak to this mountain. So when we make a decision in our heart that we are going to believe, we're going to thank God, and then we use the methods that Jesus says, to swing our sword, to speak out the word of God, speak to our problem about how big our God is, and quit speaking to God about how big our problem is. But that's how we want to end this whole lesson, with how to have faith in God. If the way that Brown, if that's not the right way, then what is the right way? And Jesus gives us the right way to have faith in God.